before we start, if you or the people you're listening with will be offended by and well, it's probably best you turn this podcast off right now. Hello, I'm Kathy Burke, and welcome to this dark corner of the podcast sphere, where we trudge to the toll of the funeral bell, where hoods are mandatory, a place of eternal darkness. What's this to my left? Oh, it's one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. All right, darling.
All right, Kath.
Welcome to...
Where there's a will, there's a wake.
As we watch the sand gradually empty from the hourglass, it's time to welcome our guests to this decaying domain. Now, some podcasts ask their guests for their favourite records, others their dream meals, but on this show, we ask our guests to plan their fantasy funeral. I mean, it's something that comes to us all, so why not plan for it now? And joining me today to tell us all about her fantasy funeral is the quite magnificent...
Diane Morgan.
Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Welcome to Where There's a Will, There's a Wake.
Oh, thanks for having me.
How you been?
I'm good, thanks. I'm just wondering why there's a calculator on that book.
All will be revealed.
Okay.
That's for later.
Okay.
So thank you very much for joining us. I know you're very, very busy. You've done some exceptional work over the past few years. I know you've done something called Motherland, but I've never watched that because mothers, who fucking cares? But I'm a massive fan of lovely Philomena Kunk.
Aww.
And she's currently available on the iPlayer, listeners. And also, we have to talk about the magnificent Mandy.
Do you like Mandy?
I love Mandy.
Do you? It's not for everyone. I think I like the idea of doing something really stupid.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of sitcoms now that are very glossy and about relationships, and I didn't want to do that.
No.
Not for me.
No.
I'd rather do something stupid.
Well, that's what I love about her.
Mm.
She's very cartoony.
Yeah.
And that's what I like.
Yeah.
Now, Diane, I've got something important to tell you.
Go on.
Are you ready for this?
Go on.
From the moment you were born, fresh out of the womb, you were dying.
Oh, shit.
It's really sobering stuff, right?
I suppose I was, yeah. I see what you mean.
The minute you're here.
Yes.
You're on your way to death.
You're already rotting.
That's it. So we've got three sections, lovely Diane Morgan. First, we'll discuss your untimely passing, the death.
Yeah.
Then it's on to the funeral. And then lastly, we'll chat about the will and the wake.
Okay.
The death.
So let's flash forward in this fantasy world, the day of your death.
Yeah.
So tell me, how did it happen? Was it an accident? Was it natural? Or was it something more sinister?
Preferably it would be old age. That's the dream, isn't it? The dream, I think, for most people is to be like 200.
Oh, okay.
But still, you know, you've got all your faculties.
Yeah.
And you're still really fit.
At 200?
Yeah. Like a really fit old woman.
So how's that going to happen, though?
I'm going to hoik it all up at some point.
What, hoik your skin up?
I imagine the plastic surgery would be great by then.
Oh, and a bit more advanced, I see.
Yeah.
But that's caring for the outside. But what about the inside? How can you live to 200?
Well, I eat a lot of vegetables.
Oh, there you go.
Being a vegetarian.
Yes.
And I'm trying to drink water.
Uh-huh.
So I'm doing all the right things. I just don't exercise.
Right.
Because I haven't found anything I enjoy yet.
You walk the dog, though.
The dog, but it's not enough, apparently.
Is it not?
No, you need to get yourself out of breath.
Yeah, but if you get out of breath, then you die.
Well, not totally out of breath.
Oh, I
not
see.
Like, so you've asphyxiated yourself.
Right.
Just get your heart rate up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But ideally, obviously, I want to be hundreds of years old.
Do you?
And, well, it depends, doesn't it? It depends what you like on the inside and the outside, how it's all getting on.
Yeah.
And then I think the ideal way is just to slip away during the night, isn't it? Isn't that the dream?
I think that's sort of what most people
But even then, there's a part of me that thinks, I think I'd like to know that I've gone. Well, because like, if you die during the night, you won't know that you've died.
But isn't that the point of dying in the night?
Well, I don't know. I think I'd need to know as well.
See, I don't know. I don't know. I'm feeling great arrogance here, Diane, because you sort of want to live forever.
Yeah.
But then you also want to be around to see how you die.
Yeah.
And also, I'm sort of, because I was going to ask you about friends and family, their reaction. But if you've lived to 200, are any of them around?
That's another thing, isn't it? Mm. You haven't got any friends or family. You've just got sort of robot carers and things like that.
Oh,
I haven't
robot
got
carers.
Any kids either, so
yeah,
I'll just be surrounded by dogs, I think.
So you're going to get more dogs?
I think so, yeah. And train a few to sort of feed me.
And wash you.
Yeah, you can get really clever dogs.
That's true. And a lot of dogs is good, especially, you know, we've got a bit of an energy crisis at the moment. I remember some very posh lady years ago, and it was very cold in the night. So it was awfully cold last night, wasn't it? She said, oh, darling, I just chuck another dog on the bed when it gets too cold.
Oh.
You know, because all the doggies,
they're like little hot water bottles.
They are. They're good. Did you let Bob sleep on the bed?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Good.
Absolutely.
Glad to hear it. I'm just worried because you're 200 years old.
No one will remember me.
Do you think?
Yeah. It's a problem. I haven't thought this through.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, you want people to be grieving you,
unless
surely.
You're like a YouTube sensation.
Ah. But, like you say, if you're still available on YouTube,
yeah,
and we'd get a back catalogue of your work.
Yeah.
And then people could cry.
They'd be like, oh, shit.
Oh, she was great.
Oh, never really liked her. Get a bit of that as well, won't
I didn't
you?
Get that, Mandy.
Yeah, not for me.
What was the math?
Yeah.
Although that's my favourite bit about her.
Is it really?
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, what's funny about having Bell's palsy? No. She's not got fucking Bell's palsy.
She's not got Bell's palsy.
Why would I choose that as a character trait?
And so do you remember what side? I remember I had to play someone with a limp once.
Did you? Yeah, you forgot.
I kept forgetting which. Can't forget which fucking leg.
That's great.
So do you ever worry about...
I've made a conscious effort to do this side.
And so for our listeners, Diane is...
pointing to my left side.
Left side. So, the goddess has just spurred me on to ask about your obituary. I think we should, let's forget for a minute that you lived to 200.
Oh, right.
I mean in that way of...
Who's going to pick, like, I want to be shot out of a cannon or something?
I don't know. I mean, that would be quite good, wouldn't it?
I can't remember whether Charlie Brooker told me about this and whether it's a real thing or whether he made it up. But there's a sort of, he said... There either was an idea for a roller coaster that at the end of it you just slam into a wall.
Oh.
And that's like a way of... I'm sure he must have made it up.
I'm sure he...
I don't think it's a real thing, is it?
No.
Could I imagine it? Yeah, I must have.
It's a great idea, though.
Yeah.
Round and round and round. Mm, splat.
And then...
Lovely. So, the public response has been... Everyone's been really upset. So your obituary, right? What publication would you like your obituary to be in?
I'd like to have it in a dog rescue magazine.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, because I imagine the older I get, the more I'll get into sort of just looking after animals.
Uh-huh. And I'm assuming Bob was a rescue dog, yeah?
Bob is a rescue dog, yes.
So your obituary will be in something like the Blue Cross magazine or Battersea Dog Zone?
Yeah, something like that.
And what do you want it to say about you?
She did some stuff. She did some funny stuff. She's gone now.
So I'm assuming it would go on a bit about how great you were with dogs and what a beautiful dog rescuer you were.
Yeah, that's it. She saved like thousands of chickens and everything.
Oh, you want chickens as well?
Oh, all of them.
Oh, do
you? Not
ya?
Just, you know, the dogs. I mean, I'm getting the older I get, the more I'm like, I can't bear any sort of cruelty to animals.
I can't watch The Frozen Planet.
Yeah, what? Because an eagle will attack a sheep and throw
it
off a cliff.
Can't watch other animals being cruel to animals.
Yeah, you know, on those nature documentaries.
Yes.
They tell the crew you're not meant to step in, are you?
I bet you would.
But, well, it'd be hard, wouldn't it, not to sort of kick an eagle off a sheep. Get off him. Leave him alone.
That's it. Oi, 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 get out.
I always think that. I'd have to step in. I know it's nature, but I just, not on my watch.
So looking back on this life that you've had, quite a long life, if you're going to live to 200, any regrets? You know, they do say, oh, a lot of people say, oh, no, you don't regret anything in life. I personally think that's bullshit.
Yeah, bollocks. Yeah.
Excuse me, I just burped.
Keep that in.
Any regrets?
My main regrets would be staying in relationships that weren't working.
Right.
Just because I couldn't be asked to leave them.
Right.
I wasted a lot of time doing that, being with the wrong people. And I look back and I think, why didn't I just go, do you know what? I've had enough of this.
Were you worried about being on your own?
Not particularly. I think it was the whole sort of admin of ending it. And, you know, you get used to it, don't you? You fall into a sort of rut of just being with someone, even if they're making you miserable. And I did that for years.
Really?
And I'm like, why did I do that? I could have just end it. This being on your own is better than being with the wrong person, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I wasted a lot of time like that. And also, I think I wish I'd have told more people to fuck off.
Really?
Yeah. You know, just arseholes who were just horrible.
Yeah.
And I would just take it because I was very quiet and, you know, I just assumed that other people were right. They must be right because they're a teacher or, you know, whatever. Now I wish I could go, fuck off.
And what would they say to you then? What do you mean? What
just,
were they
just
right
mean,
about?
Like mean teachers and mean, you know. Like, I could never do maths. I was always shit at maths. And I tried to retake it again and again and again. And I think it's because when I was very young, I was sort of humiliated by a teacher because I couldn't do maths. And no, I think, just fuck, you don't need maths.
No. When you said you took
it... calculators.
What did you take again and again? What do you mean? I didn't know what you meant.
What did I say?
You said you took it again and again.
Did I?
Maths.
Oh, yes, I resat it. Like my GCSE.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
the
I reset
exams.
It again and again. Because they all go, oh, you'll need... And I was like, oh, I think I want to be an actor. Like, I can't like to be... Oh, you'll need maths. Will I? Well, to get into, like, to study drama or to get into drama school, you need English and you need maths. Oh, right, okay.
And did you?
No, do you balls? No.
See, maybe they might have
thought... You don't need it in life. I've never needed to add up. I mean, when people count backwards into your hand, I just go, thank you, and walk away. Or these shopkeepers now are going to be diddling me. But do you know what I mean? I never...
You never needed to count.
Never needed to count in my whole life. No, you don't know, do you?
I think you're right, actually. No, I can't. I mean, I've got this thing, it's sort of a mathematical dyslexia.
Oh, right. Maybe I've got that.
The numbers sort of get a bit jumbled up
for
you. I
can't even look at them without feeling sick.
Not just with maths. I was sort of shit at everything, really. You know?
I could only do, like, drawing, art and drama. Those are the only two things that
I
hated.
Colouring in.
Yeah.
I could do. I was very good at colouring in. And what's that one where you joined the dots? I was very good at that. Oh, my God. We had one teacher that was so fed up with us all. I was putting a thing called the unit. You know, there was 12 of us.
That sounds bad.
And it was sort of not that bad, actually, because we were all in there and they didn't expect us to do any work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anything we did do was a bonus. But I remember one teacher just telling us how to do nail varnish and...
Really?
Honestly. It was like, that was the only life we had for ourselves, maybe prostitution. So you got to make sure...
Get your nails done.
And, I hated school. So, yes, telling people to fuck off.
Yeah.
Very important.
Mm.
So do it, kids.
Yeah.
Just tell people to fuck off.
Authority figures.
So Bob the dog is in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Which is very nice, I have to say.
Come here, Bob.
And we've got these bespoke coffin chairs. Oh. Was that a fart?
Sorry, Bob. No, he's coughing.
Oh.
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 Oh,
darling.
Sorry, Bob.
Got a little bit of a chesty cough.
Yeah.
And because there's not much room for him to get snuggle on this chair, is there, really?
It's very good in here. I like what you've done with the place.
Yeah, it's very nice, isn't it? Very goth.
Yeah.
You know. What was I going to ask you there? Oh, well, I think I know the answer to this.
Go on.
Reincarnation.
Yes.
Animal, vegetable, mineral. Just have to wait for the...
Animal, vegetable or mineral.
I love that. We just have to wait.
So that's Bob's looking
at me. Who's
going
to say vegetable?
So what would you like to come back as?
A cat or a dog? Who's going to say a cow? Or a squirrel?
Well, you just don't know.
Like, dogs and cats have it really jammy, don't they, out of the whole animal world.
I suppose.
Yeah. Who's going to say a hedgehog? They just get mauled by foxes, don't they?
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break.
This is an advert from Uber One, a membership to save money on Uber and Uber Eats. Kathy, how do you feel about being a member?
Excuse me, big god Ollie, a what?
Oh, sorry, oh no, as in having a membership somewhere.
Right, well, that depends on what, where and who.
Because with Uber One membership, you save money on Uber and Uber Eats.
Ooh, double whammy, give us the deets.
Well, I'm actually a member of this myself, and you get £0 delivery fees and 5% off your Uber Eats orders. You get savings on Uber rides, but also, Kathy, they throw in amazing extra perks, like a year of Disney Plus included when you sign up for an annual membership, which, as we both know, is great for kids and adults alike.
Hang on, savings on rides, food and TV? That's a triple whammy.
It certainly is, and you can become a member for just £5.99 a month, starting with a 4-week free trial.
Gorgeous! Join Uber One now and save on Uber and Uber Eats.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
The funeral.
Here we go. So the big day has arrived. You're dead. Everyone's here.
It's controversial.
Okay.
I don't want a funeral.
Ah.
I've never wanted a funeral.
Okay.
I don't want a gravestone.
Yeah.
I've always thought that they were a bit macabre funerals, a bit creepy.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily creepy.
Uh-huh.
Like a man in a top hat walking slowly in front of a car. Just creep. Why don't you just dress up as the devil and dance in front of the... Do you know what I mean? Just a bit creepy.
Yeah.
All the songs are all mournful and creepy and everyone's in black and it's like... I think I'd rather do what David Bowie did and just disappear.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, no funeral.
Yeah.
No gravestone.
Uh-huh.
Just sort of vanished into thin air.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes!
I think everyone's getting to realise that the only legal thing about death that you have to do is register the death.
Right, yeah.
There's nothing legal that's saying, there's no rules saying you have to have a funeral.
Right.
You know, there's none of that at all.
Yeah.
So you can do what you want.
Oh.
And if you didn't want a funeral, that's absolutely fine. I lost somebody earlier this year and she didn't want a funeral.
Really?
And it was actually quite lovely.
Yeah.
Not having it.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit difficult for the older generation maybe to get their heads around this.
Yes.
You know?
I suppose it's closure for people as well, isn't it? They've got to see a coffin to go, right, she must be definitely gone. Because there's a coffin.
Yes.
And if you don't get all that, maybe you just think, where's Diane? Oh.
Gone.
I remember now.
So you don't want a gravestone.
No, that's creepy as well, isn't it?
I suppose
it's all quite creepy.
Yeah. But what, would you want a little plaque somewhere?
A plaque? A bench? No. Yeah.
No.
No. No, because eventually it's all going to, there's no point, is there?
But what about people that loved you? And what about your thousands of fans? You know, don't you want people visiting you like the way people, you know, they go, who's that bloke from The Doors? You know,
Jim Morrison.
People make pilgrimages, don't they, to his grave?
Yeah, and they won't have anywhere to go, will they?
Yeah.
Well, they'll get over it.
You don't want to set something up anywhere, no?
What, like a Diana Memorial Fountain sort of thing?
That sounds nice.
Yeah? Bit of water trickling somewhere.
Or you could actually use the Princess Diana Fountain and just
scrub
say,
the A off and put an E. That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do that.
And what's happening to the body?
Cremate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just burn it.
I don't like the idea of being underground eaten by worms.
Right.
I'd rather just get it over with. It's just like your clothes, isn't it?
Just get rid of them.
Yeah.
And what would you be wearing?
Whatever. Don't mind. Naked. Or a jumper. I don't mind. Anything. Just put me in a body bag. Pop me in the back of an Uber. Take me to the crematorium. Burn me. It's over.
And you don't care about the, put you in an Uber? You see, with an Uber, you don't know what you're going to get. You know,
what do you
order an Uber,
it might not turn up.
It might not be the right sort of vehicle, you know, because unless
you XL, an Uber XL.
Yeah, or Uber Comfort.
Yeah, Uber Comfort. Yeah, go out in style, I suppose.
What if you suddenly get involved in an Uber pool?
Oh, and people start getting in?
Yeah.
And they're sat next to my body bag? Oh, that'd be awful, wouldn't it? They'd save a bit of money, though.
Yeah.
As long as they don't tinker with my bag, I'm all right.
No tinkering.
Don't unzip my bag. Don't touch that! And that's what the driver will be instructed to say. What's that? Don't touch that. It's Diane Morgan.
It's a dead
What's
die.
What's that smell? Dead die. Yeah.
Oh, that's it, because if it's sort of a late on a Saturday night, nobody would be worried about the smell, because you imagine the amount of people. Well, you're not allowed to eat in an Uber, but I bet people sneak in a bit of a kebab and stuff.
I bet they do, yes.
The Will and the Wake.
Even though you didn't want a funeral,
yeah,
you would definitely want a wake.
I'd have a wake, for friends and family.
Yeah.
You know, definitely.
And what would you like?
Just some Harvey's Bristol cream and some sandwiches.
And is that it? Harvey's Bristol cream?
Well, no, you can have what you like, you know, just have a drink. I won't care by then, will I?
But would you have put money behind the bar?
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And who do you think will be there, apart from friends and family?
Well, let's forget that I'm 200.
Yes.
A few friends, I suppose, if they turn up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I worry that they wouldn't turn up.
Why?
That's why I never have birthdays, because I worry that people just won't turn up, so I just don't have a birthday party.
And when other people have parties, do you turn up?
Yeah, I don't mind other people's, just not my own.
Okay, I've just burped again. I don't know what's going on with me today. Are you hearing these
Very
burps,
gassy.
Goddess? I'm so sorry. Oh, great, they're not coming through. I should just stop announcing them, basically, and nobody would know. I mean, I am one for telling people I farted.
Are you? Yeah.
Even if there's been no noise. Do you know what I mean? I just sort of apologise. I'm so sorry, I farted. And everyone's like, I didn't even know. But, it's bodily outpourings are...
bodily outpourings.
Yeah, especially as you get older, they're a bit harder to control. Do you know what I mean? I've got this thing
this
now.
This is not
where,
like I expected.
Oh, go on. I've got this thing. It's just a little tip for when you get old, because I'm looking 60.
No way.
Yeah, mate. So you know when you go for a wee-wee as a lady?
Yes.
And then we always wipe with a bit of loo roll.
Yes.
When you get to my age, do your wee-wee, wipe, wait.
There might be more.
And then wipe again.
That's great advice.
Honest to goodness.
Yeah? Wait, how long do you wait? Half an hour? 30 seconds?
Or? Yeah, about 30 seconds.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because it'll take you by surprise.
Wait.
You've pulled everything up.
Wait for it.
Wait.
And wipe.
And see, because when I was a little girl, everyone used to say that old people smelt of wee.
Oh, and this is why, because they didn't wipe twice.
So I do think it's my duty
to
tell the nation.
Yeah, good for you.
You just got to, you know.
Yeah, wait and wipe.
Wait and then wipe again. I think the same goes for men because, shake. They shake, don't they? So
wait
they
and
shake, pop it in, zip up. But shake. Shake. Wait. Shake again.
Oh, dear.
Right, now, this wake, are there any unlikely guests? Like, are any of your mates going to be a liability? Is there, we've all got that one
probably
pal.
Probably one, probably Al.
Okay, tell me about Al.
Al doesn't enjoy very much. Al Green, he's a bit of a YouTube sensation as well now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's very funny.
Yeah.
But, he loves a good moan.
Is this Alistair Green?
Alistair Green, you know
yes,
Al?
Yes, of course,
yeah,
of course.
Him.
Not personally,
yeah,
but
you
big
feel
fan.
Like you know him. Yeah, he's great. He's really funny. Yeah.
But he's a liability.
Yeah, I reckon he would be. Telling people all sorts of stuff.
But is he who you'd like to have do your eulogy? Because
well,
you've always got
to
pick somebody.
That's it.
You know.
I'd pick him to say a few words at the wake because I haven't got a funeral. So I'd get him to chink a couple of glasses and say a few words for me at the eulogy.
Well,
I got him to say something.
Yes. And I think we've
WhatsApp.
Got that, which is lovely. We can see this is what's great about this show. Because, like you said earlier, Diane, you know, the thing that you're not looking forward to death is not being around for your death.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the thing about funerals and wakes and all these people come out and say all these lovely things about people and the person's no longer around.
But you know, that's the thing now. People are having sort of pre-funerals.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. They're having their funeral while they're still alive.
Right.
They'll book a venue and they'll get everyone to say something, but they can enjoy it all. That's become a thing.
That's interesting. But do then people, would you feel obliged to only say nice things?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not going to be very honest, is it?
No. I mean, they did used to say never speak ill of the dead, which I think is bollocks. I think you should speak ill
of
the dead.
Oh, yeah, if someone's a dick.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like, does that rule apply to Hitler?
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
No. Oh, don't, oh, he's dead.
Don't.
Don't. He died. Don't say anything nasty. Well, Diane, shall we have a listen to your eulogy and see what lovely things Alistair Green has to say about you?
I am fuming that Diane has asked me to speak at her funeral. She knows I don't like socialising, I don't like going out. I wouldn't be surprised if she's done this out of spite. I don't want to be there at all. Also, I don't know if I'm going to be busy. I can't guarantee I'm going to be at your funeral. I'm still catching up on Married at First Sight. I don't want to be... Can you, like, leave me alone? You're dead. You're fucking dead. Just let me be, please. Anyway, that's it.
See why I'd be worried about him speaking at my
wake?
It's,
I mean, He's not a jolly soul, is he?
No.
And he's very pissed off.
Yeah, with everything.
And you asking him to speak at your funeral sounds nothing but a burden.
I might change it now, actually, having heard that.
I think less lodge out.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is quite a deep one.
Oh, go on.
Going to go deep.
Yeah.
What do you think happens when you die?
Right. Yes.
Reincarnation or do you come, you know, what heaven, hell?
I always like to think that you sort of carry on as a sort of gas.
Oh.
But in all seriousness, I actually think that the conscious mind might carry on.
Okay, could you explain that?
Well, have you heard of near-death experiences?
Yes, I've had several.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, a lot of these near-death experiences, people say, I floated above my body, I saw it, I saw the doctor declare me dead, then he came into the room, I saw my mum buying a Kit Kat out of the machine in the hospital corridor. I floated through the roof of the hospital and there was a shoe on the roof. And later, when they come and the doctor brings them back with the paddles,
yes,
they can verify all this stuff.
Right.
And there's more and more of this stuff now. And you think, maybe that means that, you know, the conscious mind is not the brain. The brain doesn't produce consciousness.
Right.
That the brain is just like a receiver, like a radio for consciousness.
Oh, so where does the consciousness start
from? It's just floating around, I don't know.
Well, if this is true of you, it'd be true of everybody.
Yes. But I mean, like quantum physics, you know, that they say that if you don't, is it Niels Bohr said that if you don't understand how weird quantum physics are, you haven't understood it properly.
Right. I don't.
Was that you? I heard that one.
You heard that one. I don't know what's going on this morning. I think it might be I've moved on to sourdough.
Oh, that'll be it. That'll be the mistake. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm usually a wholemeal girl.
Right, yeah.
But there's something about the sourdough, the chew in it, because you're a vegetarian as well.
Yes.
The one thing I miss is a good chew.
Yeah. What about the rind of a roasted butternut squash?
Oh.
Delicious.
Really? I've never tried that.
Oh, I'll give you a recipe.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Really nice.
Because I'm not really a butternut squash fan.
Nor was I, until I realised that I was buying the wrong butternuts.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a wrong and a right way.
Well, you know, the shit butternuts you put into the oven for like 4 days and they're still a little bit hard in the middle and still a bit shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got to chop them up and...
Uh-huh.
Anyway, there's another squash. Is it called an acorn squash?
Oh, yes.
It's a fancy squash.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's delicious.
And you get a good chew. And
you get a good chew. If you leave the skin on, leave the skin on.
Yeah.
It's the best bit.
Well, you've got to leave the skin on all veg.
Yes.
You know, especially if
they're
organic.
The goodness is just under the skin, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And if they're organic, especially, you just give them a wash.
Yeah.
Goddess, I don't know where the fuck I am.
Oh, yeah, what were we talking about? Oh, quantum physics. And then you burp.
Oh, consciousness. Moving seamlessly on. Do you want to haunt anybody?
Yes.
Oh, go on, here we go.
Well, all those people I should have told to fuck off.
Ah, yes.
And my idea is just to, every time they go to a mirror to wash their hands in a loo, to sort of appear behind them, flicking them the V's. Every mirror that they're looking, I appear behind their shoulder.
That would be quite scary.
But
do you
no
think?
One else can see me, and they'll just slowly go mad.
We've done the funeral.
Yes.
The non-funeral.
Yeah.
We've done the wake.
Yeah.
The groovy wake. The will.
The will
is next.
Oh. are we waiting for a snatch of music?
No, there isn't any for this.
I was expecting. No will. Yeah. There isn't one.
And the wake. No. What have you got?
Nothing.
What do you want people to have?
I've got nothing. I've got a MacBook Air. That's probably like the biggest thing of value I've got. I haven't got any heirlooms.
Shut up. I'm just going to speak to our listener, if you don't mind now. Hello, ever wondered how the fuck someone becomes an undertaker? Well, join me on 6 Feet Under, our bonus episodes, where I rifle through your stories and chat to our resident undertaker, Rue Callender.
Yeah, it happened to me last week. Yeah. Well, you know, there was a pompous vicar who had a big slot, who had a two-hour slot, big slot.
A pompous vicar with a big slot. Get involved, whack us an email on death@somethingelse.com. There's no G in something. Well, is there anything that you wouldn't want somebody to stumble across?
When I filmed Philomena Conk, you know what it's like. It's a lot of waiting around for lighting and all everything. So me and my mate Liz, who does makeup, we got dowsing rods.
Oh.
And we got EMF detectors, electromagnetic frequency detectors, that are meant to detect ghosts, changes in frequency.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So we would go to all these old buildings and get the ghost detecting kits out and the dowsing rods. It was great. There was a haunted toilet in Rome.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And how did you get the evidence for this?
Well, it lit up 5 lights.
Oh. That
means, yes, definitely haunting.
Amazing. So you do
I've,
like...
So I've got this, I've got that. That might be a bit embarrassing for someone to find. I've also got a planchette and a Ouija board.
What's a planchette?
It's like a sort of like a little skateboard with a pen in it. And you rest your hand on the planchette and it's meant to like...
Move around.
Connect and write something.
Did you have one of them? I remember in school, people always used to bring in an Ouija board into school, didn't they?
Well, they didn't in my school. My school, they went through the... I've been possessed. Yeah. Karen's been possessed. Have you heard? Karen's been possessed by a ghost. Oh, my God. She's possessed. Look at her.
And what did the school say?
Well, they never told the teachers.
Oh.
It would just go around the kids. They'd obviously seen some film and they got it into their head that possession is an interesting thing. Let's all get possessed.
Would you like to know? We know you're going to live to 200.
Yeah.
But would you like to know the actual date of your death? Because I can work all this out, you see.
Oh, my God.
Right,
go on then.
Go on then. Hang on a minute. That's why it's here. Just working out the numbers.
This is actually quite scary.
Halloween, 2175.
Really?
Yeah. So you've got quite a bit of a way to go.
Did you just pluck that out of thin air, or is there some sort of...
No. It's all been scientifically worked out, mate, on the old
Halloween
calculator.
Nice.
Because you like Halloween, don't you?
I do. Well, yeah, it's got very Americanized, hasn't it? But I'll bob an apple as well as the next man.
Do you like kids trick or treating?
No,
I don't.
I won't answer the door.
No, I don't. I don't have any of the lights on.
No,
because that's a sign. Apparently, if you've got a light on in your front window, means they can knock.
Yeah, forget it.
But no, I just put a skull and crossbones in the window.
But I'm not for people dressing up as a Rubik's Cube either.
What do you mean?
Yeah. That's what people do now for Halloween.
No, that's outrageous.
You can do anything. It doesn't have to be spooky. And that's come from America.
Oh, no.
Dressed as a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's got to be a ghost, a ghoul, a devil.
Something creepy, yeah.
Somebody walking around. And oh, my favourite ghost was always the one that had his head under his arm.
Head under the arm, classic.
Yes. It's very good.
Yeah. So how does this end then? Is that...
Well, that's a very good question. Just end it there.
Was that it?
Yeah. I'll just say thanks very much, Diane.
Oh, right. Thanks for having me.
Oh, she's going.
Pilot in the pipe.
Is she going? Oh, she's gone. You've been listening to Where There's a Will, There's a Wake with me, Kathy Burke. My producer goddess for this episode is Jemima Rathbone. The executive producer is Ollie Wilson. Sound and video engineering by Josh Gibbs, Gulliver Tickle and Teddy Riley. Production coordinator is Archon Mohalay. Marketing by Abby Brock. Additional production and development from Chris Skinner and Dan Cocker. Original music written and performed by Jonathan Rathbone.